Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My testimony is I'm still here. Praise the Most High King, and that he is holy and righteous. No matter what we are and what we do, he remains holy. Hallelujah. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty, worthy to receive glory, worthy to receive honor, worthy to receive all our praises. Oh, he's holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty. He is worthy to receive glory, worthy to receive honor, and he's worthy to receive all our praises. Oh, praise him. Praise him and lift him up. Let's praise him and exalt his name forever. Oh, praise him. Let's praise him and lift him up. Oh, let's praise him, exalt his name forever. Let's say it again. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty. He is worthy to receive glory, worthy to receive honor, and he's worthy to receive all our prayers. Jesus. So everybody praise him. Oh yeah, praise him and lift him up. Everybody praise him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exalt his name forever. Oh, praise him. Oh, let's praise him and lift him up. He's worthy of our praise. Praise him. Let everybody exalt his name forever. One more time, praise him. Oh, praise him and lift him up. Yeah, everybody praise him. Yes, let's exalt his name forever. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty. There's none beside thee, so we crown you King. Oh, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Oh, holy, 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 merciful and mighty, we bow in your presence, O most sovereign King. Oh, we bow in your presence, O most sovereign King. You are holy. Yes, you are. You are holy. Yes, you are. You are holy. Yes, you are. You are holy. That's why we bow in your presence, O most sovereign King. We prostrate ourselves at your feet, O God. You are forever King. Yes, we prostrate ourselves before you, O King, 'cause you are forever King. Hallelujah. You are King, and your kingdom, there shall be no end. Hallelujah to the King. Host, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, woman of God. Take it away.
Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Solomon Sharon Stower, for your time and worship and song. Holy, holy, holy. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for seating and greeting us and starting us off this morning here on the Master's Call. I am Minister Janice Robinson, and I wish you all the warmest of kingdom greetings. On October 25th, 2010, our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded the Master's Call with the scriptural reference of Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our website, themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net, here you will find all messages have been archived as well as the speaker's bios. The theme of for the year is, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Tiffany was, or as a psalmist, such as Minister Sharon was, or as a host, such as I am, or you have a word from the Lord you want to share, or a prayer request, or a praise report, please submit your information to Pastor Vanessa at info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And she will contact you. Now, on Fridays, we take your prayer requests and praise reports live in the second half of the call. Join us. Now, you're probably wondering, what brought us together? Well, what brought us together was the phenomenal company first called Artists International, established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. The morning motivational call is held immediately following this call, Monday through Friday, led by a group of dynamic leaders giving us vital information on the benefits of our wonderful Artist Life products. And the number to reach that call is 667-770-1525, with the PIN being 294-617-pound. Once again, 667-770-1525, and the PIN is 294-617-pound. To avoid any charges that your carrier might charge you, you can dial the bypass number, which is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. And today is Tuesday, so today our session is Presidential Tuesday. Now, I'm going to tell you three things about the speaker of this hour, and then I'm going to pray. And after that, the next voice that you hear will be none other than our anointed speaker for this hour. Now, Reverend Everett Thomas is a baptized, born-again believer, an ordained minister for over 28 years. He is a certified biblical counselor and is experienced in the ministry of, I'm going to skip that because I can't get my fingers moved, okay? He resides in Detroit, Michigan with his wife, Cheryl, and has been married for over 28 years. His mission is to be used of God to transform lives and spirit, soul, and body. And that is from 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Now let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, Lord, thanking you first and foremost for the breath of life that you have allowed us to breathe once again. Lord, we ask you that you will go before us this morning and sweep away all things that are in hindrance of us hearing the message that you have for us this day, Lord. Open our ears and our hearts so that we may receive, Lord. Bless the man of God who is going to bring this message, Lord. Allow him to be filled with your holy presence, Lord, and to give us thus say the Lord. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Can you hear me? Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can.
We can hear you loud and clear, Reverend Thomas.
Praise God. Praise God. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. Great things he is still doing in our lives. Praise God. We thank God for another day's journey. We want to acknowledge Minister Timothy as our greeter today. And Minister Sharon is doing a great job with praise and worship. And Minister Janice, thank you for the warm introduction. We want to thank God for the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Westbrook and Dr. Pecola Roberts. Praise God. To God be the glory. Great things he has done with this call. And many lives have been impacted because of the obedience in the person of Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pecola. Well, our message, let's look at Revelation, the book of Revelation, the Revelation in the third chapter. Revelation 3rd chapter, and so much in this particular area. I'm just going to read verses 12 on down to 16. Reading from the Amplified Version. He who overcomes the world through believing that Jesus is the Son of God, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. He will most certainly never be put out of it, and I will write on him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which he sends out of heaven from my God in my own new name. He who has an ear, let him hear, and he that the Spirit says, what the Spirit says to the churches. Verse 14, the angel, divine messenger of the church in Laodicea, writes, these are the words of the Amen, the trusted and faithful, the true witness, the beginning and origin of God's creation. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold, invigorating, refreshing, nor hot, healing, therapeutic. I wish that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm, spiritually useless, and neither hot nor cold, I will vomit you out of my mouth, injecting you with disgust. That's the Amplified Version of Revelation chapter 3, verses 12 through 16. Looking at a subject, if you would, of room for improvements. Room for improvements. I don't care where we are in life, there's always room for improvement. We never get to the point where we got it all together. We are striving, yes, we are striving, to be all that God called us to be. So we have to realize, amen, that this is a marathon, not a sprint. Yes, yes, yes. So we have to understand that we are growing each and every day. So Pastor Scripture in John, the Revelator is focusing basically on three main churches in this particular area of the third chapter, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. And looking at Sardis, the church fell asleep on the job. And the action step for this particular area, the church needs to wake up and repent. The Church of Philadelphia had little power but big opportunity. And the action step for this church is don't give up. And the church we're focusing on mainly today is Laodicea, deceived or blind to their condition. The action step to take is to change your priorities. So this is a church that had to make up their mind whether they're going to be cold or hot, and understand that people that are lukewarm, which we are the church, makes God sick. And he said, it makes me vomit because you haven't made a decision. You're living a passive life. Passivity gives place to the enemy. This is a commentary from Joyce Meyer. She says here, the Apostle Paul warned, do not give the devil the opportunity to lead you to sin by holding a grudge and nurturing anger or harboring resentment or cultivating bitterness, Ephesians 4:27. There are many ways we give the devil an opening to pounce on us, and one way is to be passive. The best description that the writer here says, I have found for the word passive is in Jesus' words to the church at Laodicea. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold, invigorating, refreshing, nor hot, healing, therapeutic. I wish that you were cold or hot. To be lukewarm is to not be passionate about anything, so you don't do anything. This is dangerous because it means you aren't on guard, you aren't actively standing up against the enemy. One of the devil's most deceiving tricks is to make you feel perfectly content about doing nothing. Paul wrote to Timothy, reminding him to fan into flame the gracious gift of God, the inner fire, the special endowment which is in you. In 2 Timothy 1:6, Paul told his young disciple to shake himself up and do something which is good for us to consider as well. Paul is urging us to get moving and start using the gifts God has given us. Devil knows that inactivity, laziness, or failure to exercise our will to do good can lead us into ultimate defeat. As long as we move against the devil, we can win the battle. When we do nothing, we become his prime target. But when we are stirred into action, passionate about faith and zealous to follow God, we can destroy all the devil's influence. I stress, Joyce Meyer says, just because I see many believers who appear to be apathetic about the things of God. If they don't feel like reading God's word, praying, or serving others, they just don't do it. That's not God's way. We need to stir ourselves up, as Paul urged Timothy, fan the flame in you. Get active. Don't give place to the devil by doing nothing. If you make the effort to stay in fellowship with God and to study the Bible, you give God the opportunity to bless you. If you don't make the effort, the enemy has access into your life. So get moving. Start today. So we are challenged today as born-again believers, those that are called to redeem the Lord, amen, to be about our Father's business. Yes, there's room for improvement. We have to make a decision and take a stand whether you're going to be cold or hot, not to be standing on the middle of the road, either going to be for God or against God. Praise God. So we have to make that decision. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve God. You must choose for yourself. When judgment day comes, I can't be standing on your behalf. You can't stand on my behalf. As the old folk says, every tub must stand, or must sit actually on their own bottom. Every tub must sit on its own bottom. So my brothers, my sisters, God just wants us to wake up. These are the times that we must really take a stand and realize what God's word has to say about every issue. I know next month is the month of voting, and we have to understand that it's not of how each party stand, but how do God stand about certain issues? Do we have a Christian worldview when it comes to things of God and things of the world, things that we're voting for? You know, God expects us to lean on Him. God is not Republican. God is not Democratic. God is just God. God is the one that created us. Job said, "Naked I came in this world, naked I would return." He says, and the Lord gave, and the Lord had taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we have to realize God has to take authority over our lives. It's not, you know, we're not in covenant with any particular political party. We are in covenant with God. So we have to see God's word as our final authority in this life. We have to understand that it's a God mindset. So yes, there's room for improvement. We have to let go of the things that are not pointing us toward God, but that, you know, and embracing the things that's pulling us or pushing us to God to be obedient. And of course, the one of the main issues in the election, of course, talking about abortion. Well, what the Bible says about that? Well, let's look at Jeremiah chapter 1 and that first verse. What does that say? Jeremiah, and we're looking at chapter 1, and let's see what verse number 5 have to say. He says, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." So we have to realize what the Word of God says about life. God is the giver of life. And, of course, if we messed up, then we have to understand, or we may, you know, got ahead of ourselves when it comes to reproducing outside of marriage. Or some people, even inside marriage, they say, "Well, I'm going to take this life, and because it's a matter of convenience." Well, it's, you know, in the church, it's not about, as a family of God, it's not about convenience. It's about obedience. Amen. You know, say that again. It's not about our convenience, but our obedience to God's word. So where is it that we are lacking? Where is it that we need to get right with God and to stand firm on His word? Everybody's not going to like us, amen, when we stand on God's word, amen. But we shouldn't be just going along to get along. We have to say, "I am indeed connected and have surrendered my life to the will of God." Praise God. Even though it may not feel good, but we ought to be, amen, sanctified and holy unto God. And people may not like you, but we have to say, "Well, look, you know, I made a decision. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. The world behind me and the cross before me. No turning back. No turning back." And if you had any good sense at all, you would say yes to Jesus, yes to His will, His way, and the word of the true and living God. So we have to look at this church here and understand. Look at 1 Peter, I believe it is, 1 Peter chapter 4. And what it have to say there when it talks about the church. 1 Peter, that fourth chapter, and verse number 17. All right. Let's see what it says there. It says, "For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end of them that obey not the gospel of God?" Verse 18 says, "And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?" Amen. So the church of Laodicea had to make that decision whether they want to make God sick, be lukewarm, or to be on fire for the things of God and be hot or cold. And so just stop by for a little while to encourage us to take a stand. Don't be passive. Be bold. You know, and understand that Jesus said, if the world hated me, the world's going to hate you because you are a part of me. So stop trying to fit in with the world. Paul told the church in Rome to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't be conformed to the world. Praise God. So if we're going to truly be, amen, called the redeemed of the Lord, we definitely have to stand for the things of God. Praise God. So I just want to let us realize, help us to realize that, yes, there may be some room for improvement. I don't know what your issues is. We all have issues in our lives that we have to improve on and to sometimes get rid of, you know, especially some so-called friends or people we hang around with that's not helping us to move closer to God. Proverbs 13:20 says, "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools will be destroyed." So who you hang around with, and amen, can either make us or break us to bring us closer to God or take us further away from God. Amen, amen. So you have to be bold enough to say, look, I used to do those things. You know, you must think you're better than everybody. No, I just want to be better than what I used to be. You know, I made up my mind to live for God. I'm not trying to be better than anybody. So don't get upset with me. Well, you used to do this, used to do that, used to go here, used to go. Yeah, that's right. But the Word of God says that because I am, amen, part of God's family, amen, therefore the man being Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become. So I am a new creature, a new creation in Christ. So I made up my mind, amen, to be connected, surrendered, devoted, committed to the things of God. What about you? So if there's areas in our life that we need to correct, there's areas in our life that need to be improved, there's room for improvement. But understand this, the Word of God will help us change. If we really study God's Word and meditate on God's Word, there will be a change. We cannot stay the same when God is truly in charge, O Lord, of our lives. Praise God. So, amen, don't be conformed to this world. There is a new life in Christ. Amen. We crucify with Christ. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So where is it that you need improvement? Where is there a need to change directions? That's what repentance means, is change directions. Change from living a life that's not godly to move into the direction of living a life that is godly. Praise God. So just, amen, remember this, that God will help us in making those changes. He gives us power. Amen. The Holy Spirit comes to lead us and guide us to all truth. Praise God. So who are we following? The Spirit of God or the spirit of the devil? People, many times some preachers say, we are God's children. No. We only become a child of God if we are born again into his family. Praise God. The devil do have some children. And Jesus said, you are, the way you're acting, you are your father, the devil. So you have to understand what the Word of God says. Even though some preachers and teachers say some things that sound good, but is it good and sound doctrine? God bless you, Minister Janice. And this concludes the message for today. Thank God for the opportunity to share.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you very much, Pastor Everett, for that mighty message this morning. We appreciate you so. I let us pray over our prayer request. Lord, Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, Lord, thanking you, Lord, for all that is before us this day, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being our shield and our butler, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us in your care. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy that follows us all the days of our lives, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that if there be those among us who are experiencing illness, Lord, that you will be their healer, Lord, that you will heal their bodies and restore them to their rightful place in you. Lord, there are those among us that are experiencing grief, Lord, that are in a time of mourning, Lord. We ask you, Lord, for your comfort, for your peace to be given to them, Lord, to their hearts and their minds, so that they may understand and feel and understand you and your will and your way in this matter, Lord. We ask you to strengthen them and to encourage them. Lord, we thank you for those of us who have experienced growth, Lord, who have grown spiritually, who have grown in new job assignments, Lord, who have accomplished new goals, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to do so, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for your presence in our life and for your encouragement that you give us daily to move, to press on, to make a choice, Lord. We thank you for that. We thank you for that opportunity. We thank you for everything that has gone forth this day, Lord, and we thank you for the prayer requests and the praise reports that have been brought before us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, to hear the playback of this message, and I know you're going to want to hear that, you need to dial the following number, 712-432-1085. With the PIN being 957-677 pound, 712-432-1085, with the PIN being 957-677 pound. We again invite you to join the morning motivational call. It is Presidential Tuesday, and that number to call is 667-770-1525. With the PIN being 294-617 pound, 667-770-1525, and the PIN 294-617 pound. We thank you, Psalmist Sharon, for our time of worship and song. And we thank you, Minister Tiffany, for greeting and seating our guests as they came on the line. And we thank you, Pastor Everett, for that powerful message this morning. Will you please come back now and close this call with the benediction?
Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, henceforth, now, and forevermore. In Jesus' name, God bless each and every one of you. Amen.